How many have your Bibles with you this morning? Why don't you just hold them up high? Just hold your Bibles or your iPads, your iPhones, blackberries, strawberries, blueberries. Come on, whatever you got, just hold them up high. And say this with me, please. Say, I'm a warrior for the Lord with my two-edged sword. I'm armed and dangerous with the word of God. Amen. Would you turn with me, please, or turn it on to Genesis? I believe that's the Old Testament. Genesis chapter 32. Reading this morning, beginning with verse number 22. Again, that is Genesis chapter 32, beginning with verse number 22. Talking about Jacob, the son of Isaac, the grandson of Abraham. And he rose up that night. Everybody shout that night. You see, that night was destined to be a night of transition. That night was destined to be a night of new beginnings. That night was destined to be a night of change. And I believe for you today, this day is destined to be for you a day of transition, a day of new beginnings, a day of change. But Jacob rose up that night and took his two wives. He was already in trouble. He had two of them. And his two women servants and his football team, 11 sons. And passed over the brook Jabbok, the ford Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him under the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Or in other words, until thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince thou hast power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou hast asked after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I've seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Church, I want more. Everybody shout more. I want more than just being blessed. I want to be changed. I said, I want more than just being blessed. I want to be changed. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. And Father, I believe that today your word, your holy seed, will go forth. It will fall upon good ground. It will bring forth much fruit. We thank you now. We bless you. And all of God's people said together, amen. Amen. That sounded good. You better say it again. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. If you can. I said, I want more than just being blessed. I want to be changed. It's not that I don't want his blessings, beloved. I want his blessings. And I am addicted to his blessings, and he supports my habit. But hear me, I want more than that. I want more than just being blessed. I want my life to be changed continually, be changed from glory to glory to glory. But notice the story here of Jacob. You see, Jacob was always on the run. I mean, running here and running there. It was kind of like Forrest Gump. Why are you running? I just felt like running, he would say. But notice what was happening. He was always on the run. Because when he was in his father's house, Isaac, out of greed, he got the birthright blessing that belonged to his brother Esau. And then he deceived his father Isaac and received the father's blessing. And things got hot and heavy, had to run. He fled from his father's house, and he fled from there and went over to his uncle Laban's house. And there he married not one, but two of his cousins. He was a genuine redneck. I'm talking about he married two of his cousins. And when things got hot and heavy at Laban's house, he was on the run again. He was always running. My friend, guess what? You can run and run, but you can't outrun from God. But he was on his way back, and Jacob knew that the next day he was going to meet his brother Esau. And not only was Esau his blood brother, but Esau was out for blood. And Jacob said, what am I going to do? He was facing a dark situation, a difficult situation, a desperate situation. Has anybody ever been there before? What am I going to do? And so the Bible tells us he sent his two wives home before him, his two women servants, his 11 sons, and all that he had. And then the Bible tells us he then crossed over the ford Jabbok, or the brook Jabbok. Now the name Jabbok there in the Hebrew, it has a twofold meaning. First of all, Jabbok means to be emptied out. And that's what God is saying this hour. I want you to be emptied of yourself and filled up with me. It means to be emptied out, but also Jabbok means something else. It means, and God has caused me to pass this way. Sometimes you'll say to yourself, well, I'm here because of what I've done, because of what he's done, because of what she's done. Church, sometimes you're there because God has brought you to that place. He knows how to bring you to that place to get your attention. He brought Jonah to the bed of the whale to get his attention. He brought Saul of Tarsus to the Damascus Road to get his attention. He brought Gilligan to the island. Come on now. But you see, God brought him there. And he crossed over the brook Jabbok and he went to the top of Mount Peniel. Because he said, I've got to think about this one. I've got to figure it out. He went there to be alone. But know something, he wasn't alone for long because somebody showed up. In your dark situations of life, in your desperate times, guess what? You'll never be alone because somebody's going to be there. But he went to the top of the mountain to be alone, but somebody showed up. Who was it? A man. A man. Hosea the prophet says an angel. But here Jacob said, I saw God face to face. But who was it? Who was the person that showed him? It was God. And the Bible tells us all night long they wrestled. Has anybody here other than me ever had to wrestle with the Lord? I'm not talking about physically, but I'm talking about you're wrestling with the Lord, and all night long they wrestled. I'm asking the question, how long has your night been? You say, what do you mean wrestling? God will say, go here. I don't want to go there. Do this, you'll say, but I don't want to do that. Have you ever done that before? I'm talking about God is dealing with you, but Lord, I don't want to. No, no, no. I got a word for you. Give up. Give in, because God has never lost a bout yet. Come on now. But here they were wrestling. Who was it? On one side we see Jacob. On the other side we see God Almighty. On one side we see Jake the snake. On this side we see the great I Am. And all night long they were wrestling. But in that wrestling time, I'm asking the question, but what did Jacob feel? He could feel the very hands of the Almighty upon him in the wrestling. And in Scripture, what is the hands of God speaking of? It's speaking of the power of God and the Spirit of God. But that was happening all night long during that wrestling time. Jacob could feel the very hand of Almighty God. He could feel the Spirit of God. And God is persistent. But guess what? Jacob was also not just being persistent, he was being stubborn because God was saying to him, he said, let me go, for the day is breaking. He saw the persistency, he saw the stubbornness of Jacob, but I'm asking the question, what did Jacob say? How did he respond? The Lord said, let me go for the day is breaking. But Jacob said, I won't let you go until you bless me. I won't let you go until you bless me. You see, there was something about Jacob. He had the blessing of his father Isaac. He had the blessing of his grandfather Abraham. But there was something else he wanted. He wanted the blessing of Almighty God. You see, I can bless you. Pastor Darrell can bless you. Others can bless you. That's one thing. But when God blesses you, let me tell you, son, honey, you are blessed. You see, he was saying, I won't let you go until you bless me. You see, as you looked upon Jacob, outwardly, he was a very blessed and prosperous man, but inwardly, he was bankrupt. But he was said, I won't let you go until you bless me. I won't let you go. You see, we're crying out for something today. I'm asking the question, what are you crying out for? He was saying, I want the blessing of you, oh God. And you're saying the same thing. I want more and more and more. You know deep down there's more for you. There's a greater blessing, greater abundance, greater increase, greater prosperity, greater anointing, greater glory. Come on, talk to me, somebody. And that's what we're crying out for. We're saying, oh God, I want more and more and more. Bless me, oh God. But it's not that God doesn't want to bless you. He wants to bless you more than you want to be blessed. There's something you've got to realize. There has to be a work of change in your life. Jacob did not realize he cannot have God's blessings the way he was. He was in denial. And so after we're in denial, think we can have the best of God the same way we are. But God brought him from denial. That's not a river. He brought him from denial to Peniel. Come on now. I like that. Hallelujah. He said, let me go, for the day is breaking. And Jacob said, I won't let you go until you bless me. But what did God say? Forget it. No way. You will never have the blessings. No, that's not what he said. But he asked him one question. You see, God brought him to the top of Peniel. He was not there in the midst of the crowd. He wasn't there with a multitude all around, but it was just him and God in these times. Guess what? It's going to be you and God. It's a personal confrontation, a personal encounter with the Almighty. He said, I won't let you go until you bless me. But what did the Lord say? What did the Lord ask? He asked him one thing. He said, what is your name? Now, thank God today, the name Jacob has been redeemed. Hallelujah. But in Bible days, the name Jacob meant something else. Back in Bible days, in these days, what did the name Jacob mean? Come on, somebody talk to me. Schemer, deceiver, trickster, supplanter, hill grabber, lowlife, scalabite, scuzz bucket, politician. Come on now. He said, what is your name? I can see him now. He said, what is your name? He said, Lord, it's a beautiful night out tonight. He said, it's a beautiful name. He said, let's talk about the weather. What is your name? He said, go Duke. Come on now. All kinds of stuff. But that's not what he asked him. He said, what is your name? And you know, he's asking you the same thing. Lord, I want a greater blessing for you. I want to move into greater things. You see, God has a greater plan for your life. He has a greater destiny for your life. He has a greater future for your life. But God knows better. He's not going to bless you in your mess. He's not going to bless you like he wants to first. There is a mighty work of change in your life. He said, what is your name? Is it okay? My name is Jacob. I'm a schemer. I'm a deceiver. I'm a trickster. That is who I am. You see, but he didn't want to acknowledge that. He didn't want to call it out. He didn't want to admit it. But you see, before there's the work of blessing that comes forth, God is saying this, my son, my daughter, I want to bless you like never before. But before I bless you, there must be a mighty work of change in your life. God had such a plan for him. He had such a future for him. Oh, he did not know all that God had in store for him. And you don't know all that God has in store for you. But he said, what is your name? He said, my name is Jacob. And if we would have been God there on the top of Mount Panal, we would have said, yeah, you definitely are Jacob. Yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are. You're definitely a schemer and a deceiver. But that's not the way God works. Because from that very moment, he said, no more. Everybody shout, no more. He said, no longer. And guess what God has said to you? He said, no longer, no longer, no longer. He said, no more, no longer shall you be known as Jacob. He said, but from this time forth, you shall be known as Israel, a prince with God and with men, because you have prevailed. Oh, something happened, brother, right there. He was crying out for a blessing, but he got more than just a mere blessing because he got changed. You see, to get blessed, yes, because after he was changed, the Bible says, and God blessed him there. And beloved, God is saying tonight, you're here, or rather you're here today, and what's the choice going to be? You say, Lord, I want your blessings, but I don't know about you, church, but I'm crying out today. I want more. Everybody shout more. I want more than just being blessed. I want to be changed. Hallelujah. And something happened on the top of Mount Panal. You say, what was it? He received three things. First of all, he received a new name. Everybody shout, a new name. He was changed from Jacob to Israel. In the Bible, we talk about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But also we read about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. What's the difference? What is it referring to God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? It was talking about what happened before Peniel. But when it talks about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, it talks about what happened after Peniel. And God is saying, forget about your yesterdays. Forget about the hurts and the past and the bloopers of yesterday. He said, this is a new day. He said, don't be past possessed, but be future focused. Oh, can somebody shout amen? He received a new name. And guess what? You are receiving a new name. You're no longer be called a nobody. You're not going to be called a loser, but you're going to be called mighty for him. Come on, shout amen. Mighty in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But not only did he receive a new name, he received a new nature. Israel, a new nature. You're going to be known as a prince. Guess what? I'm saying this right now by the Spirit of God. A mighty change is coming. Everybody shout, a mighty change is coming. Come on, shout, a mighty change is coming. Oh, yeah. You're going to receive a new nature. Oh, yeah. From this point on, I believe people look at you and say, hey, there's something about that man. There's something about that woman. He's a man of God. She's a woman of God. Oh, he's a vessel of honor. She's mighty for the king. Come on, shout amen. I'm talking about people may try to put you down, but guess what? This is a new day, a new day, a new day. You're receiving a new name. You're receiving a new nature. But guess what else? He received a new walk. Oh, woo! I mean, God touched the heart of his thigh. Oh, I feel it. Whoa, he touched him. And if God touches you, guess what? You're going to begin to walk a little bit different. Hallelujah. And guess what? You're going to be different in the name of the Lord. People are trying to refer to you, well, that's just Jacob, honey. No, that's Israel. Every hand, people are trying to put you down. Come on, talk to me now. Now, some of you know my story. I was Native American heathen, come on now, till God got a hold of my life. Now, when I was in the seventh grade, I thought my assignment in life was to torment my seventh grade English teacher, Mrs. Dean. I'm talking about, I'd love to get on her case. She lived about a half a block from where I lived, and oh yeah, I had fun in that neighborhood. Come on now. But here was, she was my seventh grade English teacher, and I'd love to torment her. Now, if you're a seventh grade heathen boy, in between classes and the boys' room, what are you doing? Talk to me, somebody. Say it again. smoke in the boys' room. Come on now. And I knew when the bell rang, Mrs. Dean would always stand at her door. And when the bell would ring, she'd shut the door and lock it. If you weren't there, you had to go to the office. And I headed down pat to the second. I knew when that bell was going to ring. I was in that boys' room. Excuse me, I was a heath. That was BC. Come on now. I'm talking about I was in the boys' room, and I took that last draw on that cigarette, and I just left there, and I started walking in the hallway from about from here to the wall there, and Mrs. Dean was standing right there in the doorway, and I held that last draw in. I got right to the door. I went, well, that didn't go over big time. No, no, no. And she reached over and she grabbed me by my ear, began to twist it, and began to pull me in that hallway and point that finger at me by that long. And she'd been teaching for 100 years. She said, Danny Johnson, you are the worst. You are the worst. You are the worst. You are the worst. She said, not one of you the worst that I've had in 100 years. She said, Danny Johnson, you would never, never, never amount to anything. I got saved. I got called to preach. And I gave her a copy of one of my first sermons entitled, Mrs. Dean, You Were Wrong. Hallelujah. Whoa. But you see, something happened to me like it happened to Jacob. I got a new name. Hallelujah. I got a new nature. Oh, hallelujah. And I got a new walk. Oh, come on, shout amen. God is saying the same thing this hour. I want to bless you more than you can ask or think. I've got a future before you that you don't know about. My plans for you are so great. Your destiny is as bright as my promises, saith God. But I cannot bless you the way that I want to bless you. The first, there's a work of change that is wrought in your life. Praise team, when you come, when you come, when you come. Oh, I'm asking the question, what is there? What is there? What is there? You see, he was Jacob. He was Jacob. Yes, he had a great heritage, his father Isaac, his grandfather Abraham. But there's something that had to change. Who was he? He was a schemer, a trickster, a supplanter, a deceiver deep down. Outwardly, he looked good, but inside, something had to change. God is asking the same question this morning. What is your name?